Today is the fourth day of January. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is wonderful to be here with you on the fourth day of our journey. And it takes a minute to get moved in, but we are establishing the rhythm that will carry us through the year. And part of that rhythm is apparent. We're reading from the Old Testament, and then the New Testament, and then the Psalms, and then the Proverbs each day. And since we began four different books on day one, we've been talking about the different books that we're reading. So we talked about Genesis and then Matthew. And yesterday we talked about Psalms. And so when we get to the Proverbs reading, we'll talk about the Proverbs. And then we'll be moved in to the territory that we are covering right now. So let's get started. We're reading from the New International Version this week. Today, Genesis, chapters 8, 9, and 10. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark. And he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed, and the rain had stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the water had gone down. And on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. The waters continued to recede until the 10th month, and on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. After 40 days, Noah opened a window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the water had dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove could find nowhere to perch because there was water over all the surface of the earth. So it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. And no one knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to him. By the first day of the first month of Noah's 601st year, the water had dried up from the earth. Noah then removed the covering from the ark and saw that the surface of the ground was dry. By the 27th day of the 2nd month, the earth was completely dry. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number on it." So Noah came out, together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives. All the animals and all the creatures that move along the ground and all the birds, everything that moves on land, came out of the ark, one kind after another. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will fall on all the beasts of the earth and on all the birds in the sky, on every creature that moves along the ground, and on all the fish in the sea. they are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves about will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it. And for your lifeblood, I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal, and from every human being, too. I will demand an accounting for the life of another human being. Whoever sheds human blood, by humans shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made mankind. As for you, be fruitful and increase in number. Multiply on the earth and increase upon it. And God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you. A covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth. The sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These were the three sons of Noah, and from them came the people who were scattered over the whole earth. Noah, a man of the soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard. When he drank some of its wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father naked and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulders. Then they walked in backward and covered their father's naked body. Their faces were turned the other way so that they would not see their father naked. When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, he said, Cursed be Canaan. The lowest of slaves will he be to his brothers. He also said, Praise be to the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem. May God extend Japheth's territory. May Japheth live in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be the slave of Japheth. After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. Noah lived a total of 950 years, and then he died. This is the account of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Noah's sons, who themselves had sons after the flood. The sons of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiraz. The sons of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and the Rodanites. From these, the maritime people spread out into their territories by their clans within their nations, each with its own language. The sons of Ham: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Reama, and Zabtika. The sons of Reama, Sheba and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who became a mighty warrior on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. That is why it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. The first centers of his kingdom were Babylon, Uruk, Akkad, and Calneh in Shinar. From that land he went to Assyria, where he built Nineveh, Rehoboth, Calah, and Rezin, which is between Nineveh and Calah, which is the great city. Egypt was the father of the Luddites, Anamites, Leabites, Naphtuites, Pathrusites, Casluhites, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorites. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zemarites, and Hamathites. Later, the Canaanite clans scattered and the borders of Canaan reached from Sidon toward Harar as far as Gaza, and then toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiim as far as Lasha. These are the sons of Ham by their clans and languages, and their territories and nations. Sons were also born to Shem, whose older brother was Japheth. Shem was the ancestor of all the sons of Eber. The sons of Shem: Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram: Uz, Hul, Gather, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided. His brother was named Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almadad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzo, Dikla, Obo, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. The region where they lived stretched from Mesha toward Sephar, in the eastern hill country. These are the sons of Shem by their clans and languages, in their territories and nations. These are the clans of Noah's sons, according to their lines of descent within their nations. From these, the nations spread out over the earth after the flood. Matthew 4:12 through 25. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah: "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. Psalm 4. For the director of music, with stringed instruments, a psalm of David. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin when you are on your beds. Search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Okay, so this brings us to our reading from Proverbs today, the last of the books that we're moving into. And so let's talk about Proverbs. We have already talked about Proverbs being the voice of wisdom, the fact that it is practical and speaks practically to our human existence. And the book of Proverbs is a part of a grouping of books that are found in the Old Testament or found in the Bible. So when we talked about Genesis, we said they're a part of Genesis is a part of a grouping of books known as the Torah or the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. Proverbs is a part of a grouping of books known as wisdom literature. This is the genre of the book of Proverbs. And the other books that are in the wisdom literature found in the Bible would be Ecclesiastes, Job, and part of Psalms. So they're called wisdom literature because of their style, because of the genre. They're intended to concisely speak a lesson that is valuable for shaping the way that we live our lives. So, for example, the Gospels, like the book of Matthew that we're reading in the New Testament, this is in narrative style, so it reads like a story. This happened, and then next this happened. And although it may skip around some, we're kind of basically following a storyline. Wisdom literature, whether direct statement or in a parable type form, is trying to teach a specific lesson. It's clear what it's trying to teach. And the book of Proverbs, or the Proverbs that are found collected together in a book known as Proverbs, are largely attributed to Solomon, who was known as the wisest man on earth, a person that we'll get to know pretty well as we continue the journey into the Bible. There are other voices in the book of Proverbs, including the voice of wisdom itself. Or herself, I should say, because that's how the book of Proverbs introduces the voice of wisdom to us in a feminine voice, as we'll see. Now, we're dealing with a lot of ancient books as we read the Bible. And so trying to piece together how all of these books came to be and when they came to be and by whom, who was involved and what was going on, sometimes that's difficult. In fact, more than sometimes, it's typically difficult. And so scholars look at these texts from all different kinds of angles, trying to say what can be said, and leaving conjecture and speculation to people who do that sort of thing. It seems that the Proverbs probably began as oral tradition. A lot of the sayings, probably because it's human wisdom of the ages, a lot of these sayings probably predate even Solomon, but were eventually collected together, and Solomon had a great hand in that. But it seems as if the collection that we now know as the Book of Proverbs may not have been collected together in a collection like this until around the time of King Hezekiah, which is also somebody that we have the fortune of getting to know as we continue the Bible. Now, obviously, the Book of Proverbs is in the Bible, and so the spiritual and religious connotations are there. It's included in the canon of Scripture. But Proverbs speaks very directly and very deeply to the human experience, the experience of our lives, and offers the wisdom of the ages to us. Proverbs tells us, whatever you do, get wisdom. And we just stop there. Whatever you do, get wisdom. Because wisdom is a more valuable thing than anything else you could go after. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning, the starting point of wisdom. And so today, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery? And fools hate knowledge. Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. Okay, so in the book of Genesis, we have experienced the flood and the end of the flood. In the book of Matthew, we are beginning to see the development of the ministry of Jesus. We are seeing that he is beginning to call together a band of brothers that are known as the disciples, but he's calling them right away from their vocation. Most of these guys are around the Sea of Galilee and are fishermen by trade. He's calling them, and what we witness that's pretty extraordinary is he's calling to them and they're leaving everything behind to follow after him, which is an important distinction about being a disciple. It doesn't mean that we need to get skilled in fishing and buy a boat and then wait for the call of Jesus so that we can leave it all behind. It means that we're not holding on to anything so tightly that it prohibits us from following Jesus, which is an important thing to think about. And the Psalms tell us to think, tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. One of the things for us to consider in our relationship with God is exactly what is it that's in our lives that prohibits us from going all in. Because we're going to see in great detail in the scriptures that that's what's required. That we go all in. And the scriptures will show us that that's exactly what God did on our behalf. He went all in on us and came in person in the person of Jesus, which we're beginning to learn about in the book of Matthew. And so, Father, we thank you for your word, and we invite your Holy Spirit into what we've read today. And we ask again, as we will ask over and over, that you will plant the scriptures in the soil of our hearts, and that we may collaborate with you in weeding out the things that don't belong there, so that we are good soil, so that the fruit of the Spirit is abundant. and spilling out from us into the world. And so we invite your Holy Spirit here, even at the beginning of the year, to begin to reveal to us the things that would prohibit us. Things that may be in our lives that are fine. They're not evil or anything like that. They're just distractions. Give us perspective. Give us a glimpse of what life could be like if we became open-handed. And then there's nothing that we are clinging to too tightly that we are looking to bring us life. Nothing other than you. Holy Spirit, we invite you into that as we continue our journey forward. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, that's home base. It is the website. And it is where you find out what's going on around here. And now we're moved into the different books. So we talked about Psalms yesterday. We talked about Proverbs today. Just want to remind you that there are companions to the Daily Audio Bible. The Daily Audio Psalm, which is about 5 minutes a day. The Daily Audio Proverb, allowing us to go through the entire book of Proverbs each month. It's just a couple of minutes a day. A chapter a day. So these are kind of like, if the Daily Audio Bible is this community that we're coming together and we're immersing ourselves in the scriptures, then Daily Audio Psalm and Daily Audio Proverb are like vitamins. One that we can take at lunch and one that we can take at dinner, or no, depending on when it is that we're engaging with the scriptures in the rhythm of our lives. The resource is there and it makes a difference. If we start interacting with wisdom, for example, in the book of Proverbs, and it becomes a rhythm and it's something that we invest a couple of minutes a day toward, will we keep pouring this unfiltered wisdom, wisdom that has stood the test of time, wisdom that is ancient and deep and very applicable to our lives? If we start pouring that into our hearts, it's gonna do something. We're going to start being able to recall things when we face sets of circumstances where we have tried into reactions. We begin to realize that we live reactionary so much of the time. So much of our lives is spent reacting to something somebody has done toward us or some set of circumstances that have materialized and are right in front of us, problems that we have to deal with. If we are wise, though, and if we are pouring wisdom into our lives, we don't have to just react blindly, allowing emotion to take over, like maybe somebody says something to us at work or at home that we don't like, and so our tried and true reaction is to get big and get strong and get loud and put it down and get into a big fight, when wisdom might tell us to handle this a completely different way. And so Daily Audio Proverb and Daily Audio Psalms are available in the Daily Audio Bible app. So check them out. And speaking of the app, if you don't have the Daily Audio Bible app, you can download it free from whatever app store is applicable to the device that you're using. The Daily Audio Bible app was developed and continues to be developed over years with the intention that the community around the global campfire here is in the palm of our hands. And so with the app, that's where you find the hotline button where we can share from anywhere in the world. The app allows you to track your progress as we move through the scriptures. So if there is a missed day somewhere along the way, you can kind of find that. You can check off the days that you've listened to. And I've been mentioning over the last couple of days the different groupings that are in the Bible. The Bible is broken down for ease of understanding the genres and the material that we're going through. And so as we complete different sections of the Bible, and as we're kind of checking off the days that we're listening to, when we reach a threshold where we've completed a section, then the app gives us an achievement, a little badge that shows us we have completed that section of the Bible. And it helps. It helps us engage, and it helps us to kind of understand and interact with what we're reading. And so if you're not already, this is a great time right here at the beginning of the year to go get the Daily Audio Bible app. And it's free. There are no gimmicks about it. Its mission is to help us on the journey through the Bible and to connect us together in community while we're doing it. And so check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button that we were just talking about in the app, the little red hotline button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, DAB family. This is Lindsay from Minnesota. Just asking for prayer tonight for myself. Just really, really struggling with self-hate and just not feeling worthy of love, and just feel like I continually mess up and am really having a hard time mentally just cycling through those things. And so I would appreciate if you all would lift me up in prayer. I know that the Lord is good, no matter the lies that my brain is telling me, but things just feel really heavy right now. Thank you so much.
Praise God, Dub family. My name is Hilda, and I'm new here. This is my second day of listening to the Bible, and I would like to thank my friend Barbara, who introduced me to this podcast like 2 days ago. My heart's desire as we start the new year was to learn the Bible more than I know it already. I remember I started reading the Bible last year, but I didn't even get halfway. But my heart has been desiring to know the Word of God more and more, because I feel like I'm doing good in worship, in prayer, in seeking the Lord. But I was feeling like I need to know the Word of God. And I prayed to God and told him, when we start 2022, I would like to know him better through his word. I would like to read the word better and even more. And I thank God for this opportunity that he has given unto me. I know that through listening to this word every day, I will learn the word of God even more. And I would like to pass my prayers and my love to all the prayer requests which have been made on this wall. I know I cannot mention all of them, but the Bible says in the book of James that the prayer of a righteous man are effective. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord King of glory, you may touch everyone who has sent their prayer request in the name of Jesus. I remember the daughter that has been posted here, that she's struggling with mockery and bullying. Father, I pray, Jehovah God, that you may uphold her with thy victorious right hand. Lord, may you express your abundant love upon her and upon her family.
Good morning, my beloved family. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And today I just want to tell you a little about what the DAB means to me. And I've been reading the Bible for many, many years, more than I care to admit. But I used to love to sit outside on the swing and read it there in the beautiful sunshine and hear the birds and stuff. And as my eyesight deteriorated, I had to eventually move on to the iPad, which is really hard to see outside. So I had to move indoors, and I just decided to be grateful that I could still read. Well, now it's gotten to a point where that I was even struggling with that. And, you know, it was a upsetting to me. And then I found the DAB, and I have it read to me every day and explained, which is a bonus. But guess what? I can be outside and listen to the DAB again with all the beautiful sounds of nature and life all around me. And, well, right now it's winter in Belleville, so I'm not outside. But I'm looking forward to the summer where I can be out again and just enjoy the outdoors with the Lord. So thank you, Brian and family, for your blessing of reading, especially to us people who have low vision or no vision. Some have no vision. God bless you all. Thank you for listening, everybody. Love you all.
Well, good morning, Daily Audio Bible. It is Laura Lee from Boynton Beach. I have been pretty silent last couple years. Sometimes I feel like Zechariah, when in my unbelief, I did not believe what God had said, and he shut my mouth. But I covet your prayers. I wanted to welcome all the new people, and I wanted to testify that 17 years ago, 6 months before Brian obeyed the calling on his life and brought his family into the fruitful ministry of this reading of the Word, sitting at a table, feasting on the Word of God, bringing life, hope, comfort, community, family to all of us listening. I want to welcome all you new people. I want to tell you that because there was no background of any religious training in my life, by faith, I listened for 2 years and didn't know anything about what Brian was saying, but the Holy Spirit was downloading a foundation, a rock, a spiritual rock that we all drank from, the cloud, the sea that we were baptized through by Moses. We are part of that inheritance, and I want to welcome you to our family. And I want to welcome all the people who have been here for a while. And I want to pray that we be filled with the bread of life who came down from heaven and brings life. Thank you, Jesus. Happy New Year. This is year 17. Thank you, Heart and Family.
Hello, DAB family. This is Baba D from Tennessee and ME. Wishing everyone a happy New Year. Merry Christmas to all those who celebrate two Christmases in a year. Merry Christmas, all the Orthodox friends. Praying today for Incognito and her daughter, Genesis. Father, bless this wonderful mom who's concerned about her daughter being bullied. Ask you, God, that you would put all the bullies away, Father, and that Genesis would realize intangible and intangible ways that you love her, that you're the one that really, who really cares for her, that you're the one who has her in the palm of her hand. Lord, I pray that you speak through the birds and the trees and the skies and the clouds and nature and creatures, and Lord, through all the beauty that you've surrounded Genesis with. Bless Incognito as well, and give her faith to continue believing that her daughter will meet you in a personal way, that them as a family will be in a place of encountering you every day and experiencing your goodness despite all the troubles and all the bullying and all the other things that are happening in their family. Bless them, Abba, in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings to everyone. Again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Blessings in our beloved Savior.
Hi to anyone that can hear me. This is my first time using this app, but currently I am sitting in my car and I'm not feeling my best self because I recently just, not recently, but someone just broke up with me. God is so faithful, so good. And so this is my encouragement for anyone that's going through any heartbreak, that the Holy Spirit truly has been watching over you the entire time. God knew that I would not leave the relationship myself. And so he allowed the person to lead for me. And I could not be more grateful for God's presence and consistency in my life and for God's love. I encourage anyone that's going through a breakup that the Holy Spirit has been watching over you the whole time. And that all you have to do is continually talk to him and give thanks to the Holy Spirit. Not everything is something that you need to cry about or need to be sad about or depressed about. Some things we need to rejoice about because God is so good that he allows people to walk away. I am so grateful because it makes me a better person. No matter how much, you know, I miss the person that walked away. No matter how much, you know, I think of our memories or the things or the future that I thought we could have had, God understands that there is something better for me. There's a better future. And that's a little encouragement for all of you guys. There is better. God has better for you. My God has better for you. May you have an amazing 2022.